Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host. I was having a hard time getting on the show tonight. Let's welcome Roy out. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I'd like to talk about positive motivation. What is your thought on what motivates people in a goal, Roy?
Well, a lot of it has to be a lot of determination. You know, just like if you were to go get a job, for instance, you know, what makes you get that job? You know, how determined are you, you know, in order to get that job? You know, are you, you know, showing, you know, good positive energy? You know, are you showing, you know, that you're willing to, you know, do the best for that company, you know, making them feel like they're making the right selection by selecting you? A lot of it is what kind of energy are they putting out.
This is going to sound interesting. I was talking to my Oriental friend that goes down to Wendover once in a while, and he's
right.
a professional gambler.
Right.
And I told him that I'm a hypnotist. I said, I'm going to go down to Vegas. We're going to move down there, and we're going to do some performances.
Mm-hmm.
And he said 90% of the people that go down there fail, and then they come back to Salt Lake with businesses. He said, you think it's easy? It's not easy. And I told him that I disagree with that. And the reason why I disagree with that is because we believe in the law of attraction.
That's right.
And
I
feel like he was
discouraging
me.
Get back.
I feel like he was discouraging me, and that's not positive motivation.
But who is discouraging you? Is it him, or is that a darker energy?
I think it's a darker energy.
That's trying to discourage you.
Yep. I think it's a darker energy.
We're the ones who, you know, we're the screenwriters. You know, how does you want your picture, your movie to end?
Exactly. See, that's why I don't believe in that.
No.
I don't believe that you fail just because of this or just because of that or because you don't know anybody or whatever, you know. It's like, well, it's like I kept telling him, well, it's who you know. And he said, no, it's not. And I said, yes, it is. It is who you know. And he said, no, it's not. You have to be a professional businessman, and you got to know what you're doing.
I don't agree on that. Yeah.
I don't either.
The main thing is you don't want to buy into their failures.
Yep. And that's why I was talking about positive motivation tonight.
I mean, that's like going in and for a job and saying right away, well, I can't get this job because I'm not a professional.
Yep. And then when I told him, I said, okay, this is going to sound interesting. I said, well, I bet that when I go down there and I perform, I will beat one of the top celebrities down there. And he walked out of my apartment. He said, well, fine, then I'll just, he said, have a good night. I'm leaving now.
See, they can't deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to buy into their story.
Yep.
And why should anybody buy into that?
I know.
That's the main thing.
To me, that's giving negative affirmations, and that's not positive motivation.
No.
Positive motivation is saying, yes, I believe that you can go down there and do it. Yes, I believe that you can be successful.
Not only that, but you should, you know, give people encouragement.
Yeah, you should.
Not ideas of failure.
Yep. Because by him believing that, what is he putting into his universe?
That's right. I mean, what's not working for them don't mean it's not going to work for others.
That's right. And like you said, we've surprised a lot of people.
Yeah. And
it's
usually
like
when people say that you're going to fail, all that tells me is I'm going to work harder now.
Yep.
To show you wrong.
That's right.
Prove you wrong.
A lot of it, like you said, is jealousy.
Yeah.
Because they're jealous of you, so they're going to put their 2 cents into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The main thing is, and that goes for all our callers and listeners out there, don't buy into that story. Focus on your dreams. Focus on your goals. Focus on what will work. Don't focus on what won't work.
Exactly.
Because we're the ones who program our subconscious mind.
Exactly.
I mean, that's like programming a computer, and right away you're putting a bunch of viruses into it by putting negative thoughts.
Yep. I mean, I've heard that my whole life, that I can't do this and I can't do that.
Yeah. Right.
I don't buy into that.
No. No, I'm
just
sorry. I don't mean to crush their ego, but when it comes to our, you know, determination, our goals, you just have to say, time to move on.
Yep. There's the door.
We already know as hypnotists that people are trying to program you into their way of thinking.
Yeah, they are.
And we're not easily fooled because we already know that.
He even told me that Maxwell's going to fail down there in Las Vegas. And that's not true.
Well, the main thing is, how do you know? You know,
a friend
of mine told me, you know, he's a steady gambler at Wendover, Nevada, and he said, how do you know unless you put money into that machine whether you're going to win
that
or
you're
not?
You're going to win.
Yeah.
And I told him the same thing. I said, how do you know until you put the money in the slot machine?
That's right. You'll never
know. Well, he told me it takes 5 years to get a business up going on. It takes 5 years. That's not true.
And how is he the expert when he sounds to me like he's a failure?
Yep.
Okay.
They don't take 5 years.
No. I mean, how long did it take you to get on Social Security when they kept telling you all these years that you were going to have to wait?
I told Faithful today, it said it took me 3 months to get on housing.
That's right. And there was a waiting list.
And it'll take him 5 years, or I mean 5 months to get on housing.
Yeah. Right.
He said, well, some people are just lucky. And I said, you know what? I don't believe in that.
No.
There is no such thing.
The whole thing is, there is no such thing as good luck.
That's right.
There is no such thing.
I co-created.
We're the ones who make. We're the co-creators.
Yep.
And that's how luck is.
Yep, exactly.
Main thing is not to buy into that story.
So I kept telling them that's not true.
Yeah. Because what they're trying to do is put negative thoughts. They're trying to put doubt into your head.
Yeah. And every
and
time
you
kept saying that.
By putting doubt in your head.
And every time you kept saying that, I kept saying erase, erase, erase,
yeah.
erase.
I take that out of my universal law.
Yep. Or you can say erase.
Or erase. Or delete.
Yep.
Just like you do on a computer. Yep.
I delete from my life. I don't. You do not serve my higher purpose.
That's right. And is there any more messages?
Well, I just wanted to let people know that if you have any goals or you have any dreams, get out there and do it. If you want to be a singer, get out there and do it. Don't let
That's
people
fine.
like this parasite telling you what you can and what you can't do, because it's not
That's
true.
Fine. And not only that, it could be family, it could be friends, it could be your mother, it could be your father. We are our own individuals. We can create and manifest whatever we desire.
Yes,
main thing is, you know, where do you want to be?
Exactly.
I mean, we are the artists. What do you want your picture to look like?
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting that you would bring this all up, because I was just reading about numerology.
Mm-hmm.
And what numerology says that there's numbers that are given to you in your birth date and in your name that was given to you.
Uh-huh.
And when you total up these numbers, it tells you your life path. It tells you your, you know, everything that's going to come to you because of these numbers that you have.
Uh-huh.
So what does this all say? Well, what it says to me that there's a plan for each one of us when we came here to experience different experiences, to go through different things, you know, while we're here.
Exactly.
You know, that's why some people were born and they have a lot of money. You know, that's why some people come into this life and they don't hardly have any money.
Because of that kind of doubt that guy
because
has.
Because of that, yeah.
And I know that he speaks from the conscious mind. He don't speak from the subconscious, because the subconscious don't act that way.
No.
A lot of it's ego. A lot of it's
What's
not
interesting,
willing to let go.
One of the biggest things for abundance is the number 8. The number 8 is a very abundant number. And I was just watching a video on YouTube, and what it says that you have to go into your numerology and find out how many 8s that you have in your numerology, and then start focusing and start attuning, you know, to those numbers, because once you do, now you're in that number 8 vibration. And that's when more
now
abundance is going to come to you.
You're in alignment.
You're in alignment.
Mm-hmm. See, it's weird because ever since when you said we were going to Vegas,
yeah,
I got like a energy rush.
Right.
Like I feel more at peace with myself. I feel more motivated to get out there and do it.
What's interesting, I called and made these reservations for us to go. They told me that if I wouldn't have called today, that this special that we're going on would have ended.
Yeah, see what I mean?
See?
So there you go, synchronicity again.
Synchronicity again.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all about what drives us, what motivates us.
Yeah.
And in our goals.
Like I said, if things are meant to happen, they're going to happen.
Yep.
And I don't care what anybody says, because all that is doubt.
That's all it is.
And once you allow that doubt into your subconscious, that's like slamming on the brakes. And it slows everything down.
Well, how do you know a lot of it's not jealousy?
That plays into it. Anything of the negative will be into it.
Mm-hmm.
Plays part of it.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that to all our callers and listeners out there. Don't buy into that negativity. Focus on your dreams. Focus on your abilities. Focus on your talents. Focus on, you know, all the tools that are available, you know, to bring this abundance, bring this relationship, whatever you desire in your life.
I always tell people to delete the negative out of their subconscious.
That's right.
And if
for some
scared,
people, that is very hard to do it.
And if you're too scared to speak up for yourself, then I pity you.
We all have that ability to speak up.
Yes, we do.
Main thing is use your...
The way I look at it... People piss off if they piss off your archetypes, then they got to deal with that consequence of them being attacked.
Yeah.
Whether it be Michael Myers, whether it be Jason Lives, whether it be Pinhead, whether it be Godzilla or whoever you want to call it, any of your archetypes
Superman.
Could attack them.
It could be Superman, it could be Batman.
It could be anything.
An archetype can be anything.
And it could be very deadly.
Yeah. The main thing is we don't work alone.
That's right. If they piss it off, I feel bad for them.
It's going to go after them.
Yep.
We've seen that time and time again.
Yep. And for a minute there, you know, he was pissing off Damien, and that's not a good thing to do.
Not
I already
the right
saw
move.
This morning what happened to that guy's computer.
Yeah. Wasn't the right move to make. And how are we doing on callers tonight?
Looks like we don't have any right now.
Okay, we'll just continue. And again, I just want to mention for a lot of listeners out there that, you know, numerology is very powerful. I mean, this goes back thousands of years ago. And people who don't know about it should look into it. You know, it has a lot to do with numbers. Numbers are a universal language. And me and Adrian have worked with numbers, with sacred geometry. They call it geotrans or geometric transformation. And we've had solid proof how powerful numbers are.
Uh-huh.
What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, let's put it this way. Numbers are a vibration that is not even close to our understanding, because they're so related to the aliens and the universal laws that we cannot even comprehend.
That's right.
And another thing I wanted to mention too is when somebody says that, okay, well, here's a good example. When somebody says that a curse has been put on them,
mm-hmm.
because of their punishment, and when somebody says, I'll just send them love,
yeah,
and they're not coming from the love base, they're coming
yeah.
from the fear base. They never really showed love to people.
Right.
That ain't going to work. Because they show love with conditions. They don't show love with conditional love.
Right.
So they're not going to be able to break the curse that easy.
That's
because
true.
Their heart is in a dark place. So in order to break that curse, your heart has to be in a good place of love.
Right.
But if it's not, chances are you're not going to break it.
And what is love?
It's a vibration.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you would say that love is, you know, like the dove, in which, you know,
yep.
Jesus Christ is part of love.
Yep.
And why is it
that
he says that I am, you know, that we have to connect with I am?
Well, as an example, you know, Reed told me, he said, well, all I have to do is extend it love. If somebody curses me, and I told him, I said, since when have you known about love?
Yeah.
When have you loved somebody unconditionally without conditions?
Yeah.
So he couldn't answer that. So I said,
no.
You're not going to be able to do the curse, because your heart
mm-hmm.
is so filled with hate and
yeah.
greed and selfishness. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't vibrate at that frequency. You can't do it.
No.
You have to be at that level.
That's right.
You can't just say, I'm going to send them love.
Yeah.
That ain't going to work, because your love ain't coming from the higher source.
That's right.
See, love can come. Okay. Love can come from the devil, and it can come from God. There's a devil love and there's a God love, and the devil love is love with conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at love.
Mm.
And that's why when you watch the movie Legend, when the devil said, I love you,
mm-hmm.
she looked at him, she said, love? Well, the only reason why he said that was because I love you with conditions.
Right.
See the difference?
Well, since we live in a world of duality, love can be of the shadow side as long as within
That's right.
the light.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
So we have to know the difference.
Yeah. There it is. Know the difference.
It can go both ways.
Yeah.
It can go conditionally and unconditionally.
I mean, somebody could tell you that they love you, but do they?
No.
See?
Because they don't show it by action. They just say it.
Yeah. They just say it. They're just words.
I can go up to 100 people and tell them I love them.
Yeah. Some people say it just to take advantage of somebody.
Yep. See, that's another form of shadow.
Yeah.
And that's why I say it comes from both sides. It can come from the devil and it can come from God.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil's love is like, okay, I gave you this, but now you have to do this for me.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
mm-hmm.
And by doing this for me, you're going to give me your soul.
Yeah. With condition.
Yep. And it's interesting, you know how you told me that that lady wanted us to do an exorcism?
Yeah.
Something's trying to stop us from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first thing that came to my head, it's saying don't do it.
Yeah.
Spirit guides kept telling me, don't do it. Something's going to stop you because you don't want tumbling blocks. You don't want roadblocks in your... We've already pissed off enough demons. We don't need to piss off anymore.
Yeah. Let them deal with with the archangels.
That's right.
That's their job.
We just send them love. That's all we do.
We'll just send them to Michael.
Yep. Send them to Michael Myers.
No. Michael the Archangel.
Well, send them with both.
Yeah.
Let them battle it out. If they want to battle,
they
want to
go.
We'll set up a battle for them in the astral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what me and Chris do.
Yeah.
So they want to battle in the physical, but if they want to battle in the spiritual, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the astral, there's so many possibilities that I can do what I can do. In the physical, I'm limited. But in the astral, I'm not limited to what I can do with my powers. Because I am a demigod.
Mm-hmm.
I was the son of Poseidon, so... It's like, in the astral, you can do so much.
Right.
And it's like the demons in the astral, they have no... It's like they're limited against a demigod's powers. They're so limited. They're strong, but they're limited. Because
a lot of times too, when you tell them who your father was.
Well, and that's the other thing they get scared of. And that's part of the unlimitation is.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the gods. That's another thing. You can use their powers to help you.
Yeah.
So there's so many possibilities in the astral. So many. It's like once you open up those doors in the power realm, you can do anything. You can make yourself visible. You can create tornadoes. You can throw fireballs. is so unlimited. Remember that you were telling me about that, Roy? You in the astral, you threw a fireball or something at a demon?
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that.
A battle, and I started using energy balls.
Uh-huh.
And when those energy balls hit you, they could blow up things really fast.
Yep.
Not like a laser, but more powerful.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why even our government don't have the kind of technology that the aliens have, the ETs. Our technology is like using rocks and sticks. Yeah, hello. Hello. Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Looks like we lost you.
Yeah, for some reason, when you talk about energy, it seems
to
happen.
It always knocks us off.
Yeah.
They don't like us talking about them.
Mm-mm.
But from what we are just saying is the astro is very unlimited because it's like the internet. You can just go and do whatever you want.
That's true.
And, but let's talk a little bit about the entertainment world, Roy. What is your feel on a lot of these people that have these abilities to play the piano and get up on stage and dance and DJ and all this other stuff? What is your thoughts on that?
You know, that's always amazed me. You know, when you watch a, you know, real young kid or even an older person put out their energy, and they have such either, you know, a good voice, or they could dance, or any kind of talent, play music. To me, you know, they're in alignment where they should be. You know, they're resonating right where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me that, you know, people, you know, who go to a job and they're not loving what they're doing, then they're out of alignment.
Right.
You know, they're not where they're supposed to be. That's why a lot of people, you go into stores, they have bad attitudes because they can't stand being that.
Now, this kind of sound interesting because I was talking to Stacel and I told him a lot of it is people's attitude. And how does attitude, you know, make a difference in a lot of people and their choices?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you have a bad attitude, you're at that vibration.
Yeah.
If you have a positive attitude, you're at a positive vibration. And when you talk about failure, you're at a lower vibration.
Right.
When you talk about that you can accomplish, now you're at a positive
mm-hmm.
vibration. So it kind of fluctuates. You know, your energy fluctuates.
Right.
Depending on your mood every day. You know, like some days we're at a low vibration, some days we're at a high. And our energies are always fluctuating, you know.
It's almost like you're going through different cycles. One day you're low, next day you're high. next day you're almost probably about in between, and then the next day you drop back down again. A lot of it has to do with our way of thinking, because if you have negative thoughts when you first wake up, well, how's your day going to be? But if you feel good, you're, you know, in gratitude, you know, and thankful for being alive or having a job, or, you know, thankful for having clothes on your back and a roof over your head, like, that's just lifting your vibration, because now you're sending to the universe a higher vibration.
Very true.
See?
That's very true.
So is it the job or is it us, you know, that's lowering and raising our vibration? A lot of it has to do with our way of thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it, like you said, is doubt.
Yeah.
A lot of people have doubt, because that's how they were raised, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you were told all your life, you can't do this, you can't do that, you'll never amount to this, you'll never amount to that, you're going to fail, you know, you're going to end up going to jail or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're programming you to believe that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yep, a lot of people want failure in their life.
So, in order to get past that, you got to keep telling yourself, no, I'm good. You know, I'm going to make something out of myself. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to have a nice job. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have a new home. I'm going to buy me a new car. I'm going to do all the things, you know, that I have goals and I can achieve, you know, what I want in my life.
Very true.
See, a lot of it is reprogramming our subconscious mind. That's why affirmations are very powerful, because you're putting all these positive words and it turns into positive energy, and we're putting that into our minds and sending that to the universe and manifesting that into our lives.
Very true.
So, you know, this guy that told you, well, you know, that's just, you have to have good luck in order for something to happen. No, that's not true. We're the ones who make our luck.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why I don't buy into that.
Funny you say good luck, because he told me before he left, he said good luck.
Well,
and sounds
to me like he needs good luck.
And I told him, I said, I don't need your luck, because I already have luck.
No, I already have my own.
I don't need your failure.
Keep your luck to yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because you're where your luck's going.
See, the whole thing is they're not telling it for your highest good. They're trying to make you look like you're a failure by saying that.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Just say, take your luck with you. Put it in your lunch bag and take it with you.
Yeah. Exactly. They're just trying to prove something.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. Prove you wrong. You know.
And that way they could tell you, I told you so. I told you.
Uh-huh. I was told that back in high school, that I was never going to amount to anything.
That's right.
Now they paid.
Yeah. Now they're paying the price.
Cost them plenty.
Cost them plenty.
Cost them plenty. Like you told me, they were going to pay up.
Yeah. Well, the main thing is, you know, you have to live your dream. You have to, you know, you're not just stuck on one path. You can, there's a lot of paths. You just have to pick the one that you want.
That's right.
Yeah.
You co-create your own reality.
I mean, I worked for 37 years on the same job. The main thing is, was I wanted a retirement, and I got it.
Yep.
So now my next path is to do what I enjoy doing.
Exactly.
And if it takes a different path in order to do that, then that's what you have to do.
Exactly.
Main thing is you do whatever works.
Yep.
I mean, what does Carolyn Meyer say? That it's almost like investing money in the bank. If you're not getting a return, then you're wasting a lot of energy and time.
That's true.
So you have to be getting a return on the time and money that you invest.
That's true.
I just wanted to share that with everybody. And one thing is not, you know, to focus on failure, not to focus on doubt, only focus on the positive.
Yeah, that's true.
Main thing is to do your research, whether it's through a reading or whether it's through numerology or even learning about your past lives. Find out what didn't work then.
Very
See, this
true.
Is our school. And you could either graduate or you could go back to kindergarten.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what's your feelings on that, Major?
Well, my feelings on that is if you listen to people, they'll drive you crazy.
Yeah.
That's what mom's always told me.
That's what my grandmother always told me as I was growing up.
Yep. So you got to take it as a grain of salt.
Yep. There it is.
And you got to follow your own heart and your own intuition.
Yep. Well, okay, here's a good example. All these artists, these singers, you know, these dancers, people who become famous, how many times do you think they were told just to give up?
Many times.
That's right.
And they had never made it.
They had a desire in them that they were going to succeed.
Yeah.
No matter what anybody said.
That's right.
See?
That's true.
Main thing is it don't have nothing to do with luck. It's a matter of getting yourself into that vibration so that the universe can manifest these things for you. That's how the law of attraction works.
That's true.
The law of attraction does not discriminate. If you focus on poverty, it'll give you more poverty.
That's right.
If you focus on being successful, more abundant, then it's going to give you that.
That's right.
And how does that have anything to do with luck?
Nothing.
That's right.
We're the co-creators.
Yep. Like I said, a lot of people need to do their research and find out what does work.
A lot of people need to pull out of their negativity.
Yep. But you know one of the biggest things that prevents people? And that's the ego.
Yeah, that's the bigger one.
The ego has to die.
It takes over.
Yeah. Once the ego is gone, then now you're going to see good results.
Yeah. Exactly. Because the ego don't come from the light.
I mean, did Jesus Christ have an ego?
No, he didn't.
No.
Don't come from the light.
That didn't come from his father.
No, it didn't.
All he knew was unconditional love.
It's the only thing he knew.
Yep.
Love
and that's why it's very important that people learn more about the Christ consciousness and about unconditional love.
Yep.
That's what's important.
Because if they don't, they're going to be lost.
Yep. Those are the keys.
Those are the keys.
What else do you have to share, Agent?
I just wanted to mention that even though he said that to me, I can't convince him otherwise because that's what he already has in his subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I can do is send him love.
Yeah.
But if they already have that in their subconscious that they're failures, then that's their reality. That's what they manifest.
Mm-hmm.
It's failure. They're always going to fail.
Like I said, you know, it's all about choices. You know, we have the choice of either sticking with our old ways and beliefs or allow ourselves to go into a higher vibration. And
exactly.
Yeah. And it's sad to say, but those who stay with those old ways, they'll stay with the old world. And the people who are open to the new ways and new ideas, they'll ascend into the new world.
Yeah. Very true.
I mean, even the world is changing. I mean, look at the news. Listen to all the different, you know, world, you know, things that are going on around the world. And there's some huge changes coming. Hello. Yeah.